We are talking today about the current situation in the Philippines, which has been under martial law for more than a week now. And that situation was exacerbated today after a large fire in a casino. Do you have any more information about that situation today?
Yes, I did see that report. And there's conflicting reports as well, because there's also been associations with ISIS, which is actually the grounds that the Philippine government and President Rodrigo Duterte used to declare martial law in Mindanao after a firefight with an alleged ISIS group. So the other thing we have to think about, though, is whatever we understand violence in the Philippines, we have to think about it, the violence of the world, especially in the U.S. geopolitical strategy. This comes at a very unique timing, in the sense that we see President Duterte had just been in China and Russia, and that is exactly when the occurrence in the southern Philippines and martial law was declared, and then this recent attack in Manila. And so we really have to evaluate what are the interests at play here. One reporter, William Ingdahl from the University of Princeton, actually has just released an article connecting the ISIS attacks and groups in the Philippines to CIA-backed plans against Duterte, who we see shifting towards China and Russia in relations as opposed to the U.S., which the Philippines has long been a colony of.
Well, it would not be out of character. The U.S. Supposed freedom fighters in Syria that the U.S. has supported with military support and financial support have themselves been linked to al-Qaeda and in some cases ISIS in order to foment regime change to overthrow Assad. Does it seem like there is a pattern here, that there's something similar happening with an attempt to destabilize the Duterte regime in the Philippines?
Yes, absolutely. And just I want to give a couple of bases for that. The other thing we have to look at in terms of context is that this comes right after what are called the Balikatan exercises. And the Balikatan exercises have been a 30-year program in which the U.S. trains the Philippine military. And so this is immediately after that training. And so we see another close connection there. And I also want to go back to thinking about the U.S.-backed Marcos dictatorship in the Philippines, under which martial law was last declared. And so in that context, there was a situation called the Plaza Miranda bombing, in which there's a Liberal Party gathering, and there's a bombing, and it was under that context in which Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law, and of course at that time was being backed by the Reagan administration financially. And so we see this as a history within the long history of U.S. support of Philippines.
And just to go back a little bit more in history for people who aren't aware, the Philippines is really the first kind of colony of the United States, with the war against Spain to take over control of the Philippines in 1899 and 1900. I wonder if you could talk about this long history of U.S. involvement.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Thank you so much for raising that. And I wanted to specifically refer to when the U.S. first really took control of the Philippines, and that was in wake of the Spanish-American War, in which there was a stage battle between the Spanish and the Americans, and the Spanish ended up selling the Philippines supposedly to the United States for $20 million. And part of the key piece in that is the U.S. was actually backing and uplifting a Philippine elite who ultimately for a while had rebelled but capitulated to U.S. power and U.S. control and will in the Philippines. Again, we know not only is the position of the Philippines right next to China, where we see this rising imperial force as well, but we also know that the Philippines has rich, abundant resources that are coveted by much of the world. And so we have to look at what are the U.S. interests in the Philippines, both in Asia Pacific and militarily, and also in the amount of resources they have, and recognizing that that's been an ongoing plunder of more than 100 years.
Well, and thank you so much for all of the information. Again, if people are interested, there is a Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines, Portland CHRP on Facebook, portlandchrp.com. Drew, thank you so much for joining us here on KBOO today.
Thanks so much, Jenka. Really appreciate it.
This is Jenka Soderberg reporting for KBOO News about the current situation in the Philippines, where martial law has been declared for more than a week.